Hello everybody, this is Mika from dmcx.com, and today I'm going to talk about George Bennett's Bianchi size. So George is racing on the Bianchi All-Terrain XR4 rim brake type road bike for the year 2020 as he races for the team Jumbo-Visma. George is one of the most talented New Zealand pro rider racing. He's 1.80 meter tall and he weighs 58 kilograms. That means he's a climber type of rider. He's a super lightweight for his height, for this height. As an example, I am 1.76 meter and I weigh 67 kilograms. So it means he's a bit taller than me and he's 10 kilograms lighter than me. And if you look at my videos, you can see that I'm not really big guy, so this is like kind of it's like cheating, right? Like many years back, like there was like people making a case of supermodels being too skinny and not eating properly. I'm surprised that nobody is attacking the pro teams to say like, wow, this rider is too skinny. It's like 58 kilograms for 1.80 meter. That's really, really lightweight. But hey, this is a pro rider and he's a climber type, and he has to be very lightweight, of course. So it means he's a fat-free guy. Right, so now going to his bike size. George is racing on a size 53 centimeter frame. That means it's a one size up to two size smaller than what would be recommended for 1.80 meter from the manufacturer, which is a Bianchi. But as you know, if you've been listening to my podcast, nearly all pro riders are racing on one to two size smaller than what is recommended, and the reason is because they have a shorter head tube, and that does decrease the height of the cockpit, and decreasing the height of the cockpit is a marginal gain as you decrease the drag. Well, this is a cycling, so anything is beneficial, you have to take it. So that's the main reason, and the wheelbase is not so different between one to two size, so that's not affecting too much. But most of pro riders also likes to have a nervous kind of bike handling. I mean, the bike to be nervous as the bike gets compact. So that's one of the reasons. And also, by getting a smaller size, they can adjust the size with the components. They can get a better fitting for their size. So George is racing on the 53 centimeter frame, and the saddle height is set as 745 millimeters. That's calculated from center of bottom bracket to the top of the saddle, and the distance between the front of the saddle to the handlebar grip is 570 millimeters, and that is equipped with a 120 millimeter FSA stem, and the stem has a minus 17 degrees angle, and that's really specific to George Bennett. If you look at the team bikes, team Jumbo Visma, all the riders are racing on the same frame, which is a All-Terrain XR4 rim brake, and then you will recognize the bike of George by the stem. He is one of the only one who got minus 17 degrees 120 millimeters lens. Now the difference between the handlebar grip and the saddle top, the drop difference is 140 millimeters. Let me articulate this better. And that's also a huge drop. It does mean George is very supple. I mean, he got a soft body, right? Because to race all day long on such a difference of height, this is big, especially for a climber. Because usually on a climb, it's not really the drag that is most important. It's more about the efficiency of turning the pedals. However, the race is not only climbing, so he's also a very good contender for general classification race. This being said, he's actually the favorite lieutenant for Primoz Roglic when they are racing together on grand tour like the Vuelta or the Giro or the Tour de France. When I mean lieutenant, it means he's the closest support rider for the team leader, Primoz Roglic. And the thing is to be looking at. Sorry, let me rephrase. We have to look at the frame. It's a 53 centimeters, which is exactly the same size as Primoz's bike. And that's very important because when they are in the mountain stage, let's say in mountain stage, and Primoz have a flat tire or a crash, whatever happened to a problem with a bike, he need to swap the bike with a similar size, so then he is not really handicapped with riding a too big or too small size. And riding with a top climber, so it means going really far up to the end of the stage together as a support, and then if anything happens, they can swap the bike while waiting, instead of waiting for the support car or the team car or the neutral car. So that's very strategic, but most of team, if you look at the team composition, it's very important to see at the rider size and ability. You got the sprinters will not be able to follow on a very steep climbing stage up to the end of the race. So that's why it is very strategic when you pick up riders in the team. Right, so now getting back to the specific of George Bike. His setup, as I was talking about the saddle height, is also he set up the saddle with a 30 mm setback. That's I wanted to mention as I did talk about the distance between the saddle and the handlebar, because it sounds like very far. It's like 570 millimeters. It's very long. So the bike, after that, the bike is pretty much how can I say, factory setup. It's all Shimano all around. It's a Shimano Di2 Dura-Ace, so rim brake type. The reason is because the reason of the rim brake instead of disc brake is because teams racing for general classification, they all race on rim brake. This is the most reliable system. If you have a crash or if you need to change a wheel quickly, it's much faster to open the quick release of the wheel than to unscrew the through axle for disc brake. If you do it manually, you can see during a race the support team car stopping and the mechanic jumping out of the car with an electric drill type of machine, and then he will remove the axle like it is done on the Formula One racing, like with a machine. It's very quick, but if you do it by hand, it takes few more seconds than to do it on a normal quick release type axle like for the rim brake, right? And this is very important when you are doing a race as a pro on a grand tour, because each second are very important and you do your best to not lose those seconds. That's very, very important. It's very hard to stay ahead. So that's the main reason of the teams racing with rim brake. So after that, so as I said, the bike is equipped fully on Shimano. The crank is 172.5 millimeters. It's a Shimano Dura-Ace, double crank, of course. It is still at this moment, as I'm recording it, we are on August 2020. The Shimano group set is 11 speed. It is electronic shifting. The cassette is it depends on the race stage, so that's why it's not very relevant to talk about it. But still, as an example, it's on a flat stage, they use 11 to 28 teeth. Or on a very steep mountain stage, George will fit 11 to 30 millimeters cassette. And then, so while I'm talking about the gearing, I will mention about the chain. The chain is normal Shimano chain. It's the CN9100, the Shimano Dura-Ace. But here the team, since 2020, the team is using a type of lubricant for the chain, which is claimed to give to increase, I mean not increase, but it does save 3 to 10 watts, and that's a huge claim. And apparently there are now officially two pro teams using it. It's a United Team Emirates, the UAE Team Emirates, and the team Jumbo-Visma using it. So it means they are believing in that claims. So the brand is of the lubricant is from Absolute Black, which is famous for oval shaped rings, chain rings. So that's very interesting to observe a new trend here to spend money on lubricant for the chain, because it's it is marginal gain, but as I said, each second are very important. So yeah, so that's the only exotic product on that bike, actually, because after that everything is what you can get from a bike shop off the shelf. The team is racing on Tubular. They are sponsored by Vittoria. So here is a Vittoria Corsa Tubular. The size is a 26 section Tubulars, and excellent grips, of course. They know how to do Tubulars for many years. The rim brakes, the rim heights will depend on the stage. If it's a mountain stage, it will be the Shimano Durace 40mm height. On the flat stage, it will be 60mm height rims. I think I did not mention about the cockpit, actually. So, as I said, it's 120mm stem, and it is with the handlebar. It's also a FSA handlebar. It is a 400mm width, which is very short for a 180-meter tall rider. But as we know now, every time you can decrease the drag, it is an opportunity to save watts, and then ultimately to ride faster, longer. That's the reason. Right, I think I've been through everything. Maybe I might mention also the saddle, which is very important. George Bennett is racing with a saddle from Physic. It is a Physic Iron. And his pedals are the Shimano Dura-Ice PD 9100 pedals. I think I've been through everything. So now I hope you will enjoy watching the race with George. He's an excellent climber. We wish him a very good season. And so now, if you have any question about what I took during this podcast, do not hesitate to send me a message and we'll try to reply to you with the most accurate answer. Thank you. Goodbye.